Jesus, we just say we're here for you.
Jesus, vi sier vi her for deg.
Jesus, we haven't gathered for any man or woman. We're here for you.
Vi har ikke kommet sammen for noen mann eller kvinne. Jesus, vi her for deg.
Jesus, we're excited to be in relationship with you.
Jesus, vi så begeistret for at vi har en relasjon med deg.
Thank you that in your presence is fullness of joy.
Takk for at for ditt åsyn det fylt av glede.
And at your right hand are pleasures forever.
Og ved din høyre hånd det evig glede.
And so Jesus, we just lift you high in this place.
Så vi løfter deg høyt på dette stedet, Jesus.
We're here for you and we honor you.
Vi her for deg og vi gir deg ære.
And we glorify you here this morning.
Og vi gir deg ære her I formiddag.
Come on, can we lift up a shout of praise to Jesus?
Come on,
let's lift up a shout of praise. Come on, lift your voice. We love you, Jesus.
Elsker deg, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus.
Elsker
we love you, Jesus.
Elsker deg, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus.
Elsker deg, Jesus.
Jesus.
Elsker deg, Jesus.
Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Can we put our hands together and appreciate the band?
Kan vi gi lovsangsteamet en applaus?
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. They're one of the coolest bands in Norway I've seen.
Et av de kuleste lovsangsteamene I Norge som jeg har sett.
I don't know if I'm well-dressed to be on stage this morning.
Jeg vet ikke om jeg pent nok kledd til å være på plattformen her I formiddag.
All right. Before you sit down, just hug the person next to you.
Okay, selv om du har satt deg, så gi noen ved siden av deg en klem.
Give someone a hug.
Gi noen en klem.
Yes. And if it's your spouse, let that hug linger for some seconds.
Og hvis det ektefellen din, så kan du holde den klemmen noen sekunder.
Tell him you look as good as the day I married you.
Og si at den ser så bra ut som den dagen vi gifte oss.
Wow, you got really excited about that.
Ja, det var begeistering for det, ja. Det bra.
There's a lot of enthusiasm in to hug this morning.
Det var mye entusiasme I det å klemme her I formiddag.
Well, I think hopefully you've all seen this crazy Australian before.
Antageligvis har de fleste dere sett denne gale australieren før.
But yes, I am. My name is Matt King, and I'm a part of this church. If you're visiting,
jeg heter Matt King, og jeg med I denne menigheten. Hvis du på besøk,
or if you've never seen me before and you're wondering why I'm not speaking Norwegian,
eller hvis du aldri har sett meg før og lurer på hvorfor jeg ikke snakker norsk,
it is because I am from the bottom of the earth, Australia.
Fordi jeg kommer fra bunnen av jorda, fra Australia,
where the sun is always shining.
Der solen alltid skinner.
We don't know what rain and snow is.
Vi vet ikke hva regn eller snø
No, I lie, that's not true.
Nei, det ikke helt sant.
And but I am so thankful again to be in Norway.
Men jeg så takknemlig for å være I Norge.
My wife Elizabeth and I, we've been here now since February.
Kona mi Elisabeth og jeg har bodd her siden februar.
We are falling in love with Bergen.
Og vi forelsket oss I Bergen.
And we are so thankful to be a part of this church.
Og så takknemlig for en del av denne menigheten.
This is our home church in Norway.
Dette hjemmemenigheten vår I Norge.
And we are so glad about that.
Og det vi så glad for.
And I want to just honor Olav and Tanya for who they are.
Så jeg ønsker å ære Olav og Tanya for dem de
I just, my wife and I, we absolutely love Olav and Tanya.
Kona mi vi virkelig elsker Olav og Tanya.
I remember when we had our first dinner with them.
Husker første gang vi spiste middag med dem.
And they just shared their heart about the church and where they want to see the church go.
Og de delte hjertet sitt om menigheten og hvor de vil se menigheten komme.
Elizabeth and I, we went home that night and said to one another, that's a couple that we can follow and that's a couple whose vision and heart we can follow.
Elisabeth og jeg, når vi kom hjem om kvelden, sa dette et par hvis visjon og hjerte vi kan følge.
So we honor you, Olav and Tanya.
Er dere,
so
Olav og Tanya.
To be in this church.
Så takknemlig for å være I denne menigheten.
Awesome. Now I have a co-captain here today.
Så jeg har med en co-pilot.
Co-pilot. So in case of an emergency, oxygen masks will drop and Fredrik will just take over.
Så hvis det blir en nødsituasjon så vil det komme oxygenmasker ned og så tar jeg over.
If the plane crashes and I say some heresy, he'll just take over.
Så hvis vi krasjer fordi jeg kommer vranglære så får han overta.
Are you good with that, Fredrik?
Sure.
Yeah, you good? No just problem. if it goes bad, I'll just walk off and okay. You take over.
Ja da. Hvis det blir ille så får jeg overta. Det går bra.
Well, I'm excited about this morning.
Jeg begeistret for å være her I formiddag.
Are you excited to be here today?
Du begeistret for å være her I dag?
I think church should be more exciting than the Brann football stadium.
Jeg synes menighet skal være mer å være begeistret for enn Brann stadion.
I know Brann's doing well, at least I heard that.
Jeg vet at det går bra med Brann, jeg har I hvert fall hørt det.
We should be more excited in here than in there.
Men vi skal være mer begeistret her enn på Brann stadion.
So just feel free to be free. Be a little African American if you feel that.
Bare,
I like that.
Bare kjenn deg fri til å være litt afroamerikansk hvis du føler for det.
But let's pray and believe God for lives to be changed this morning.
Men la oss be og tro Gud for forandrede liv her I formiddag.
Jesus, we want to lift you high this morning.
Så Jesus, vi løfter deg høyt.
I pray that lives would be changed.
Og ber at liv skal bli forandret.
We pray that Jesus would be glorified.
At Jesus skal bli helliggjort.
I pray that those that are not saved would be saved today.
De som ikke frelst skal bli frelst I dag.
I pray that bodies would be healed.
At kropper skal bli legt.
And I pray that as Christians we would grow in our love and our passion for Jesus.
At vi som kristne skal få vokse I vår kjærlighet og lidenskap
til Jesus. And we would grow in our love and our passion for the world.
Og vokse I vår kjærlighet og lidenskap for verden.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember it was about 2013.
Jeg husker det var omtrent I 2013.
And I started going into this season in my life where God started to ignite my heart for evangelism.
Så kom jeg inn I en tid I mitt liv hvor Gud begynte å tenne mitt hjerte for evangelisering.
And I started in this season having God speak to me about how dear the world was to him.
Og jeg opplevde I den tiden at Gud talte til meg om hvor dyrebar verden for ham.
God started to speak to me in the secret place about his heart for lost men and women.
Gud begynte å tale til meg på lønnkammeret om hans hjerte for menn og kvinner som
and
går
fortapt. I've been a Christian since I was about 8 years old.
Og jeg har vært en kristen siden jeg var cirka 8 år gammel.
But God started to ignite my heart with a passion for the world.
Men Gud begynte å tenne mitt hjerte med en lidenskap for verden.
To see people saved.
Og se mennesker frelst.
And I was, honestly, I was having dreams and visions in this season.
Og helt ærlig så hadde jeg syner og drømmer I denne
tiden. And I remember
tiden.
One night I had a really powerful dream.
Og en natt så hadde jeg en veldig sterk drøm.
And I was walking down the hallway of this building.
Jeg gikk ned en lang gang I en bygning.
And it was an office building and I could hear someone speaking loudly in an office.
Det var et kontorbygg og jeg hørte noen som snakket høyt inne på et
and
kontor.
And I went up to the door and I listened into the office.
Så jeg gikk bort til døra og lyttet inn på kontoret.
And I could hear this man just speaking and kind of yelling passionately and loudly.
Jeg hørte en mann som talte og som ropte høyt og lidenskapelig.
And I ended up just pushing open this door.
Så jeg endte opp med bare dytte denne døra åpen.
And it was and I moved closer into this office.
Og gikk nærmere inn på kontoret.
And I leaned around the corner.
Og kikket rundt hjørnet.
And in front of a mirror was a great evangelist by the name of Reinhard Bonnke.
Og foran et speil sto den kjente evangelisten
Reinhard
Bonnke.
How many of you know Reinhard Bonnke?
Hvor mange har hørt om Reinhard Bonnke?
He is a German evangelist.
En tysk evangelist.
And amen for Germany.
Amen
for
Tyskland.
And he is possibly the greatest evangelist, you know, of the last 50 years, perhaps.
Han mest sannsynlig den største evangelisten som vi har sett
anyway,
de siste 50 årene.
Anyway, Reinhard is preaching into this mirror.
Og han står og preker inn
just,
I dette speilet.
In Jesus' name be saved.
I Jesu navn bli
frelst. Into this mirror. And I and he preached into this mirror and I just woke up.
Han prekte inn I det speilet og så våkna jeg.
And anyway, a few weeks went by and I felt like God led me to go to a school.
Så gikk det noen uker og opplevde at Gud ledde meg til å gå på en skole.
I learned that Reinhard Bonnke was actually having a school of evangelism in Florida, in America.
Jeg fikk rede på at Reinhard Bonnke skulle ha en evangeliseringsskole I Florida.
And I won't tell you the whole story, but God spoke to me very clearly that about going to this school of evangelism.
Jag ska inte dela hela historien, men Gud talade tydligt till mig om att dra på den här evangeliseringsskolan.
God makes a way, I'm able, and my wife makes a way as well.
Så Gud lägger väg för dig och kona mi lägger väg för dig också.
It's one thing for God to make a way, it's another thing for your wife to make a way.
Det är en ting att Gud öppnar en väg, men kona må också öppna en väg.
Oh, that didn't go so well.
Ja, det gick inte så bra.
And all the wives were like, hello.
Alla konor tänker det här, va?
Anyway, so Elizabeth allowed me to go.
Så jag fick lov av Elisabeth att dra.
And so I went to this school of evangelism.
Så jag drog på den evangeliseringsskolan.
And I was very eager to sit with Reinhard and ask him about my dream.
Och jag var väldigt begeistrad för att jag kunde få satt mig ner och spöra Reinhard om drömmen min.
The final day of the school came and I was able to sit with Reinhard and ask him about some questions and tell him my dream.
Så sista dagen på skolan så fick jag sitta mig ner med Reinhard och jag fortalte han drömmen och ställde han några frågor.
Now I had interpreted the dream as God encouraging me to practice preaching.
Jag hade tolkat den drömmen som att Gud uppmuntrar mig att öva mig på att preka.
Remember, he's standing in front of a mirror and he was preaching into a mirror.
För han stod framför ett spegel och talade in i ett spegel.
And so I thought maybe God's encouraging me to practice preaching.
Så jag tänkte kanske Gud uppmuntrar mig att öva mig på att preka.
So I sit across from Reinhard.
Så jag sitter tvärs över för Reinhard.
I'm a little nervous.
Lite nervös är jag.
It's like a 5-year-old with Santa Claus.
Är som att vara 5 år och sitta överför julenissen.
A 5-year-old sitting across from Superman.
Eller som en 5-åring och sitta på andra sidan av Superman.
I shared the dream with Reinhard very quickly.
Så jag delte raskt den drömmen med Reinhard.
And I said, Reinhard, I think that God is speaking to me about practicing preaching.
Jag sa, Reinhard, jag tror att Gud talar till mig om att öva på att preka.
When you were a young man, did you ever practice preaching?
Så sa jag, när du var ung, övde du dig på att preka?
And he just looked at me.
Och han bara så på mig.
Straight in the eyes.
Så mig rätt in i ögonen.
He's an intense man.
En intens fyr.
He looks me straight in the eyes.
Ser mig rätt in i ögonen.
And he said, no, never, not once.
Han sa, nej, aldrig, inte en gång.
I don't work for Hollywood. I work for Calvary.
Jag jobbar inte för Hollywood. Jag jobbar för Golgata.
And I just kind of fell back off my chair.
Och jag omtrent falt bakover av stolen.
Felt like I fell off my chair.
Jag följde sån i vart fall.
And I just went, yeah, I never even thought about practicing preaching.
Så jag sa, nej, jag har aldrig tänkt på över på preken. Nej.
I want to share this belief with you this morning.
Och jag har lyst att dela denna överbevisningen med dig här i
förmiddag. Whether you know it or not, we work for Calvary.
Enten du vet eller inte så jobbar du för Golgata.
Whether you realize it or not now.
Enten du är klar över det eller inte akkurat nu.
You are employed by the great firm Calvary.
Så är du ansatt i det stora firma Golgata.
You know, the truth is, as a young man growing up in church, I actually felt very powerless with evangelism.
Sannheten är att som ung man när jag växte upp i kyrka så följde jag mig väldigt kraftlös i förhållande till evangelisering.
I was a leader in my church in Australia, like a youth leader.
Jag var ungdomsledare i menigheten min i Australien.
I was occasionally preaching in church.
Hände jag präkte i kyrka.
And I was on the worship team.
Var med i lovsångsteam.
Bass guitar, amen. Where's Peter?
Spelte bass.
Come on, bro. Bass guitar. And
I
was in church, but I honestly felt really weak and powerless with evangelism.
Så jag var i menigheten, men helt ärligt så kände jag mig svag och kraftlös i förhållande till evangelisering.
When it came to sharing my faith, I felt like I was really bad.
När det kom till det att dela min tro så upplevde jag mig själv som skickligt dålig till det.
I saw so little fruit.
Så lite frukt.
I would share it with friends at school and it never seemed to go that well.
Jag delte med vänner på skolan, det gick aldrig bra.
I had so many friends in my school just teasing me about being a Christian.
Det var så många vänner mina på skolan som ärtade mig för att vara kristen.
I can remember there were about 4 people I invited to come to church.
Jag kan huska att det var omtrent 4 personer jag inviterade till menigheten.
At different times in my childhood.
I løpet av barneårene.
And all 4 of them came for somewhere between about 1 to 4 weeks.
Og i løpet av 1 til 4 uker så kom alle 4.
And then they just disappeared and never came back.
Og så forsvant de, og jeg så de aldri mer.
As far as I'm aware, all 4 of them never surrendered their life to Jesus.
Så vidt jeg vet, så har ingen av de 4 noensinne overgitt livet sitt til Jesus.
And so I used to think, man, I feel like called to be a preacher, but I am not seeing people won for Jesus.
Så jag var lite sånt, jag känner det kallt att förkynna, men jag ser inte människor vunnit för Jesus.
I love Jesus and I'm doing my best, but honestly I felt really quite weak.
Så älskar Jesus och gör mitt bästa, men jag följde mig så svag.
And so I just, you know, went out through my childhood, just continuing to do the best I could.
Så genom barnåren så fortsatte jag göra så gott jag kunde.
You know, and I think part of the issue for me was I didn't really know what to say.
Och en del av problemet för mig var att jag visste inte helt vad jag skulle säga.
And I think I was waiting for this grand moment of I am ready.
Jag tror jag väntar på detta stora ögonblick och jag bara kände nu är jag klar.
I was anticipating this moment in the future when I would be ready.
Jag såg för mig ett punkt i framtiden där där skulle jag vara klar.
The time has come. I am ready now, you know.
Tiden har kommit, nu är jag klar.
I was anticipating this moment of being ready.
Jag förväntar ett punkt där jag skulle vara klar.
Can anyone appreciate what I'm saying?
You're
waiting for this moment. In the future I will be ready.
Du väntar på det ögonblicket, en gång i framtiden är jag klar.
I want to give my message a title this morning, and it's this.
Jag ska ge talen min en titel här i förmiddag, och det är följande.
The indescribable power within.
Den obeskrivliga kraften på insidan.
The indescribable power within.
Den obeskrivliga kraften på insidan.
I have found that evangelism is not so much about how strong or weak I am.
Jag har funnit att evangelisering handlar inte om hur stark eller svag jag är.
Or how strong or weak I perceive myself to be.
Eller hur stark eller svag jag ser mig själv.
Evangelism is about the indescribable power within me.
Evangelisering handlar om den obeskrivliga kraften på insidan.
And I want to suggest to you that indescribable power inside of you is the gospel.
Och jag vill föreslå att den kraften som inte kan beskrivas på insidan av dig är evangeliet.
I know God lives inside of you, but the Bible also says that there's something inside of you and it's called the gospel.
Jag vet Gud bor på insidan av dig, men Bibeln beskriver också att det finns något som bor i dig som heter evangeliet.
The indescribable power within.
Så den obeskrivliga kraften på insidan.
Why don't you just say that in your language?
Säg det på ditt språk.
The indescribable power within.
Den obeskrivliga kraften på insidan.
Bit louder. Let me hear it again.
Höre, kom igen.
The indescribable power within.
Den obeskrivliga kraften på insidan.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, I think a lot of people in the church.
För jag tror att många människor i menigheter.
They're a lot like I have been for many years.
Är väldigt mycket sån som jag var i många år.
I love Jesus and I'm faithfully serving Jesus.
Jag älskar Jesus och tjänar han trofast.
But when it comes to preaching the gospel, I feel quite powerless.
Men när det kommer till att förkynna evangeliet så följde jag mig ganska så kraftlös.
I feel ill-equipped.
Jag följer mig icke utrustad.
My sense is when I go to churches around the world that many Christians feel this way.
Och min upplevelse när jag reser runt över hela världen är att många kristna
many
har det så.
Many Christians, they love Jesus and they want to make him famous in the earth.
Många kristna älskar Jesus och vill göra han känd på jorden.
But they feel pretty weak about it.
Men följer sig ganska svag i förhållande till det.
They don't see the fruit that they long to see.
De ser inte de frukterna de längtar efter.
I think many Christians lack what a word that I think is important, that is confidence.
Jag tror att många kristna manglar det jag vill kalla
they lack
tillit.
A sense of confidence
eller mot
to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
En överbevisning med mot om att förkynna evangeliet.
They lack a sense of confidence to go into all the world and preach to every creature.
De manglar den känslan av mot att gå ut i all världen och förkynna evangeliet för all skapning.
I am the crazy Australian evangelist this morning.
Så jag är den här galna australiska evangelisten här i förmiddag.
Who comes bearing good news?
Som kommer med goda nyheter.
That there is an indescribable power within you.
Att det finns en obeskrivlig kraft inne i dig.
There is a power inside of you that is beyond your wildest imagination.
Det finns en kraft inne i dig som går långt utöver din vildaste fantasi.
We have no idea the power that is in us.
Vi har ingen anelse om den kraften som
the
är i oss.
The power contained within the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Den kraften som finns i evangeliet om Jesus.
I'm going to show it to you.
Jag vill visa dig det.
Would you take your Bible and go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4?
Hvis du tar Bibelen din så kan du slå upp i 2 Korinthierbrev kapitel 4.
And we are going to enjoy the word of God.
Och vi ska njuta Guds ord.
I love the Bible.
Jag älskar Bibeln.
There are times I confess where I just like to hug my Bible.
Det är någon gång så jag bara bekänna att jag har lust att klämma Bibeln.
I just give it a hug.
Jag bara ge Bibeln en kläm.
I just love it.
Bara älskar den.
Don't judge me.
Inte döm mig för det.
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Andra Korinthierbrevet 4.
Verse 3.
Från vers 3.
Are you there?
Är du där?
I didn't hear too many ja's. Are you there?
Det var ikke for mange ja. Er du der? Ja.
Good, good. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3.
Andre Korinther brev 4 fra vers 3.
Paul is speaking here.
Her det Paulus som taler.
I'll read it in English, and then Fredrik will read it in amazing norsk.
Så han leser på engelsk, og jeg skal lese på fantastisk norsk.
In Bergen dialect?
No.
No. Oslo. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Ja. Nå bare beklager, det blir på Oslo dialekt. Altså. Ja.
Paul says, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And this is our key verse. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
Ja. Er så vårt evangelium likevel skjult, da er det det for dem som går fortapt er skjult. For denne verdens Gud har forblindet de vantros sinn, så de ikke ser lyset fra evangeliet om Kristi herlighet, han som er Guds bilde. For vi forkynner ikke oss selv, men Kristus Jesus som Herre, og selv derimot som tjenere, for dere for Jesus skyld. For Gud som bød at lys skulle skinne fram i mørket, han har også latt lyset skinne i våre hjerter, for at kunnskapen om Guds herlighet i Jesu Kristi åsyn skal lyse fram. Og her er nøkkelverset. Men vi har denne skatt i leirkar, for at den rike kraft skal være av Gud og ikke fra oss selv.
I don't know about your translation, but my translation describes this thing as a treasure.
Jeg vet ikke hvordan det I deres oversettelse, men I min så beskrives dette her som en skatt.
Yeah, it does. In Norwegian too. Yeah, yeah. Come on. Amen.
Ja, på norsk også. Amen. Ja.
I like that.
Det bra.
So what is Paul talking about here that he calls a treasure?
Så hva det Paulus snakker om her som han kaller en skatt?
I used to think that it was the Holy Spirit.
Jeg pleide å tenke at det var den hellige ånd.
I for many years thought that he was talking about the Holy Spirit.
I mange år tenkte jeg at det han snakket om som en skatt var den hellige ånd.
But if you read chapters 3 and 4, you realize that Paul is actually talking about the gospel.
Men hvis du leser kapittel 3 og 4 her, så vil du se at det Paulus snakker om evangeliet.
And so Paul is saying, hey, listen. There is a treasure inside of you.
Så Paulus sier, hør nå her, det finnes en skatt på innsida av deg.
And guess what? It has excellence of power.
Og det har en enorm kraft.
And by the way, yes, it's in a fragile vessel.
Men ja, det I et skjørt kar.
So it's the gospel.
Så det evangeliet.
It's a treasure.
Som en skatt.
It has excellence of power.
Som har veldig kraft.
And yes, it's in a fragile vessel.
Men ja, det befinner seg I et skrøpelig kar.
And it just occurred to me one day that Paul refers to the gospel as a treasure.
Så det gikk opp for meg en dag at Paulus refererer til evangeliet som en skatt.
What a powerful statement.
Og det et kraftfullt utsagn.
A treasure.
En skatt.
We all know what a treasure is from movies and books we've read.
Vi vet alle hva en skatt fra filmer eller bøker som vi har vært borti.
We see in the movies the pirates and the sailors laying down their lives for treasure.
Vi ser I filmer at pirater og sjømenn legger ned livet for skatten.
We read books about great lengths, you know, characters go to attain a treasure.
Vi leser bøker om hvor mye folk villige til å gjøre for å finne en skatt.
It's a precious, precious thing.
Det en dyrebar ting.
And Paul says, guess what?
Og Paulus sier, gjett hva?
You have the gospel inside of you, and it is a treasure.
Du har evangeliet på innsiden, og det en skatt.
You have a treasure inside of you.
Du har en skatt på innsiden av deg.
You might not know it, you might not feel it, you might not realize it.
Det kan være du ikke vet det, det kan være du ikke føler det eller har skjønt det.
There is a treasure inside of you.
Men det finnes en skatt på innsiden av deg.
My friends, inside of us is this treasure.
På innsiden av oss finnes denne skatten.
It's precious.
Som dyrebar.
It is so precious.
Så dyrebar.
It is worth more than all of the oil in the North Sea.
Det verdt mer enn all oljen I Nordsjøen.
You know, what is the gospel?
For hva evangeliet?
I think that's a good question for us to constantly remind ourselves about what is the gospel.
Jeg tror det et godt spørsmål å stadig minne seg på. Hva evangeliet?
I would like to put the gospel in one sentence this morning.
Jeg har lyst til å koke evangeliet ned til en setning her I formiddag.
It is salvation is available through the life, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Og det at frelse tilgjengelig gjennom Jesu liv, død og oppstandelse.
It's the news that salvation is available.
Det nyheten om at frelse tilgjengelig.
Through the life, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Gjennom Jesu liv, død og oppstandelse.
Now that's news, that's a story.
Og det nyheter som en historie.
It's inside of you and it's a treasure.
Og den finnes på innsiden av deg og en skatt.
It's the news that there was a weight of sin and shame in our lives.
Det nyheten om at det fantes en tyngde av skyld og skam I våre liv.
There was a monumental wave of condemnation and shame and guilt coming down on us.
Det var en enorm bølge av skyld, skam og fordømmelse som skylte ned over oss.
A wave of rejection, pain, brokenness and hopelessness coming down on us.
Det var en bølge av avvisning, håpløshet, sønderbruddet og elendighet som kom ned over oss.
A huge tsunami coming down on us.
En enorm tsunami som skylte ned over oss.
And it was beyond what we could see.
Som var langt utover det vi kunne se.
A huge wave bearing down on us.
En enorm bølge som skylte over oss.
Shame, condemnation.
Skyld og skam og fordømmelse.
Pain, sickness, brokenness.
Smerte, sykdom, sønderbruddet.
Fear, anxiety, depression.
Frykt, nervøsitet
and
og depresjon.
Bearing down on us.
Som kom ned over oss.
And Jesus stepped out of heaven.
Og Jesus steg ut av himmelen.
Set foot on the earth in front of that tsunami.
Satte sine føtter på jorda foran denne tsunamien.
Stood between me and that tsunami.
Stod mellom meg og denne flodbølgen.
And drove a cross into the ground and climbed up on that cross.
Og satte et kors ned I bakken og klatret opp på det korset.
And died and took all of that wave into the grave.
Og døde og tok hele den bølgen med seg I graven.
He took that wave into the grave.
Han tok den bølgen med seg I graven.
The wave into the grave.
Bølgen ned I graven.
And he left it in there.
Og han lot den forbli der.
And then he rose from the grave.
Så steg han opp av graven.
And said, "It is finished."
Og sa, det fullbrakt.
It is accomplished.
Det fullført.
It is done.
Det gjort.
And he sat down at the right hand of the Father.
Og han satte seg ved Faderens
høyre hånd. Why did he sit down?
Hvorfor satte han seg?
Why is it significant that he sat down at the right hand of the Father?
Hvorfor det betydningsfullt at han satte seg ved Faderens høyre
hånd?
Because
the work was completed.
Fordi han hadde fullført verket.
Guys, that is the gospel.
Det evangeliet, folkens.
That is the treasure that is inside of you and I.
Den skatten finner du inni deg og meg.
What a treasure.
For en skatt.
What an indescribable, immeasurable treasure that is.
For en ubeskrivelig og umålelig skatt.
I remember I was in California working on staff at Bethel Church.
Jeg husker jeg var I California og jobbet I staben I Bethel Church.
And I was coming out of one of the church buildings going to my car.
Jeg var på vei ut av en av menighetens bygninger på vei til bilen min.
And I was drawn to this young lady some meters away from me.
Og jeg ble dratt mot en ung dame som var noen meter borte fra meg.
And I saw this young lady, and I could tell based on her appearance, she was probably homeless.
Og jeg så den unge damen, og basert på hvordan hun så ut, så var hun antageligvis hjemløs.
I went over to this young lady, and I said, "Excuse me, I'm just wondering, are you hungry today?"
Så jeg gikk bort til den unge damen og sa, "Unnskyld, jeg bare lurer på, du sulten I dag?"
"Can I actually give you some nice bars that I have here? Would you like that?"
Jeg har noen sånne gode barer å spise. Vil du like å få de?
And she said, "Yeah, I would love that."
Og hun sa, ja, jeg vil veldig gjerne ha de.
And I said, "Hey, listen, I want to tell you that Jesus Christ loves you."
Så sa jeg, jeg vil at du skal vite at Jesus elsker deg.
"I want to tell you that Jesus has a plan for your life."
At Jesus har en plan for ditt liv.
And she said, "Thank you, I appreciate that."
Og hun sa, tusen takk, jeg setter pris på det.
And I said to her, "Hey, listen, can I pray for you for anything today?"
Og så sa jeg, kan jeg be om noe for deg I dag?
I believe that Jesus wants to give you a plan and a hope in your life.
Jeg tror at Jesus vil gi deg en plan for livet ditt og håp for livet.
Can I pray for you for anything today?
Kan jeg be om noe for deg I dag?
And she said, "Yes, actually, I have some real issues in my kidney."
Og hun sa, ja, faktisk har jeg store problemer med
nyrene. And she talked about how she'd had a headache for some days.
Og jeg har hatt hodepinne I noen dager.
I said, "Great, I'd love to pray for that."
Flott, så jeg vil gjerne be for det.
So I laid hands on her and I prayed for these things.
Så jeg la hendene på henne og ba for dette.
I spoke healing into her body.
Og talte helbredelse inn
I
kroppen hennes.
Be healed in Jesus name.
Og sa, vær helbredet I Jesu navn.
And after the prayer, I said, how do you feel now?
Og etter at jeg hadde bedt, så sa jeg, hvordan føler du deg nå?
She said, actually, I feel this warmth in my kidney.
Så jeg kjenner faktisk en sånn varme
and
I nyra mi.
The pain has just left my kidney.
Og all smerte har akkurat forsvunnet fra nyra mi.
She said, do you mind if I just go to the bathroom now?
Kan jeg gå på toalettet nå?
No, I just made that part up.
Nei, jeg bare tuller.
And she said, actually, the headache's gone.
Og faktisk så hodepinnen borte også.
You'll get used to my Australian humor over the years ahead.
Du, vi blir vant til humoren min fra Australia gjennom året som
kommer. We're a little bit cheeky sometimes.
Vi litt sånn frekke noen ganger, vi australier.
And so she tells me the headache's lifted.
Så hun sier at hodepinnen borte.
And then I said to her, listen, I want to tell you, I did not do that to you.
Så sa jeg, hør her, jeg har ikke gjort dette mot
this
deg.
This is Jesus Christ touching your body right now.
Dette Jesus Kristus som berører kroppen din akkurat nå. Det ikke jeg som gjør dette.
And I said, Jesus is doing this.
Jesus gjør
He
dette.
Loves you.
There's
a plan for your life.
Har en plan for ditt liv.
And then I said, has anyone ever told you about what Jesus did at the cross?
Så sa jeg, noen noensinne fortalt deg hva Jesus gjorde
and
på korset?
She said, not really.
Hun sa, nei, egentlig ikke.
I know a little bit.
Jeg kan det lite grann.
I want to tell you, friends, people think they know about it, but they don't.
Jeg vil si deg, folkens.
A lot of people
tror,
think they know about it, but they really don't.
Tror de vet hva det men de vet det egentlig ikke.
So she says, I know a little bit.
Så hun sa, jeg vet
I said,
litt.
Let me tell you what happens.
Så la meg fortelle deg hva
so
som skjedde, sa jeg.
To share with her about the cross.
Så jeg begynte å dele med henne om korset.
And then after a minute or so, I said, listen, you can actually become a child of God right now.
Og så etter et minutt med det, så sa jeg, du kan faktisk bli et
you
Guds barn her og nå.
You and I can pray right here in this car park, and you can become a child of God.
Du og jeg kan be sammen her på parkeringsplassen, og du kan bli
like
et Guds
to
barn.
Do that right now?
Har du lyst til å gjøre det nå?
And she said, yeah, I would like to do that.
Og hun sa, ja, det vil jeg gjerne.
And so we prayed in this car park together.
Så vi ba der på parkeringsplassen sammen.
She repeated after me a commitment to Jesus.
Og hun gjentok etter meg en overgivelse til Jesus.
And she had her eyes closed as we prayed together.
Og hun lukka øynene når vi ba sammen.
And then we finished praying.
Og når vi var ferdige med å be.
And she opened her eyes.
Da åpnet hun øynene.
And I just said, how do you feel now?
Så sa jeg, hvordan føler du deg nå?
She said, I feel really good.
Så jeg føler meg veldig
and
bra.
This is what she said to me.
Og så sa hun dette.
She said, it feels like a dark veil just got lifted off my eyes.
Det føles som et sånt mørkt slør akkurat har blitt løftet vekk fra øynene mine.
I said nothing about veils over eyes.
Jeg hadde ikke sagt noe om slør
I
over
said
øynene.
Nothing about what chapter 3 says about a veil over people's eyes.
Jeg sa ingenting om hva dette kapitlet sa om at det ligger et dekke over folks ansikt.
I never said anything about that to her.
Jeg nevnte ikke det for
and
henne.
And she tells me after she prayed that prayer, she describes a curtain of darkness being lifted off over her eyes.
Og hun beskriver etter å ha bedt den bønnen at det var som en gardin av mørke som ble løftet av øynene.
That was the language she chose to use.
Det var språket hun valgte å bruke.
What happened in that moment?
Hva skjedde I det øyeblikket?
The gospel inside of me got released.
Evangeliet på innsida av meg ble forløst.
She receives it, makes a commitment to Jesus.
Hun tar imot det, overgir seg til Jesus.
The Jesus Christ saves her soul, she's born again.
Jesus frelser hennes sjel, hun blir
the
født på ny.
The blindness over her eyes is lifted.
Blindheten over øynene hennes løftes vekk.
And she's a child of God.
Og hun har blitt et Guds barn.
And we, come on, I think that's pretty exciting.
Jeg synes det herlig.
And we talked about going to church and we exchanged information about church.
Vi snakket om å gå I menighet, og jeg ga henne informasjon om menigheten.
And she was excited to come to church. She was pumped.
Og hun var begeistret for å komme I menigheten.
We have to recognize, my friends, the indescribable power of the gospel.
Vi må, mine venner, bli klar over evangeliets ubeskrivelige kraft.
You see, the devil had me kind of on the sidelines thinking about my ability.
For djevelen hadde greid å få meg ut på sidelinja fordi jeg tenkte på mine evner.
25 years I was constantly mindful of what I perceived to be my lack of ability.
For omtrent 25 år var jeg stadig bevisst på det jeg så på som min mangel på evner.
The enemy had my focus on the lack of fruit in my life.
Fienden hadde fått meg til å fokusere på mangelen på frukt
so
I mitt liv.
I felt I felt so weak and lacking confidence in evangelism.
Så jeg følte meg så svak og hadde ikke mot i evangelisering.
What I have come to realize, it is so not about what I feel.
Men det jeg har skjønt at det handler ikke om hva jeg føler.
It is so not about how I judge my own ability.
Det handler ikke om hvordan jeg bedømmer mine evner.
It is so not about what kind of a preacher I am.
Det handler ikke om hva slags forkynner jeg er.
How well I know the Bible.
Hvor godt jeg kjenner Bibelen.
How frequently I go to church.
Hvor ofte jeg går i menighet.
It's not about those things.
Det handler ikke om disse
tingene. Those things are wonderful, but it's not about those things.
Det er veldig bra ting, men det handler ikke om det.
Going into the world and preaching Jesus is about the power within.
Det å gå ut i verden og forkynne Jesus handler om
it's
kraften på innsiden.
It's about the fact that God placed a treasure inside of us.
Handler om at Gud har lagt en skatt på innsiden av oss.
That is not meant to just stay inside of us.
Som ikke ment å forbli på innsiden av oss.
But God wants it out.
For Gud vil ha det ut.
He's ready for it to get out.
Han klar for at det skal komme ut.
He put it inside of me, but he's like, son, I want you to give it away.
Han har lagt det inn i meg, men han sier, jeg vil at du skal gi det ut.
Son, I put it inside of you, but don't just keep it for you.
Gutten min, jeg har lagt det inn i deg, men ikke behold det for deg selv.
It's in you, but let it out.
Det i deg, men
let
slipp
your
det ut.
Light shine.
La lyset ditt skinne.
Go into the world and let the treasure out.
Gå ut i verden og slipp skatten ut.
The excellence of the power is beyond your imagination.
Denne veldige kraft langt utover din forestillingsevne.
Does someone agree with me this morning?
Det noen som enig med meg her i formiddag?
Come on. I was confident I wasn't at a Baptist church this morning.
Jeg var sikker på ikke var i en
baptistmenighet her i formiddag. I grew up in a Baptist church for a few years. I love the Baptist church.
Jeg vokste opp i en baptistmenighet i en del år, så jeg elsker
baptistene. I want to ask you a question. Who has God placed in front of you that needs the power?
Jeg vil stille deg spørsmålet. Hvem har Gud plassert foran deg som trenger denne kraften?
Who has God placed in your world that needs the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Hvem har Gud plassert i din verden som trenger evangeliet om Jesus Kristus?
Who has God placed in front of you that needs this good news?
Hvem har Gud plassert foran deg som trenger disse gode nyhetene?
Every one of us, no matter what we are doing with our lives, we have those people.
Alle av oss, uansett hva vi gjør i livet, har sånne mennesker.
There are people that will never ever set foot in a church.
Det mennesker som aldri vil sette sine bein i en menighet.
They will not walk into a church building.
Aldri går inn i et kirkebygg.
But you're right in front of them in the school that you work in.
Men du rett foran de på skolen du jobber.
You're right in front of them in the Bergen kommune that you work in.
Og du har de rett foran deg når du jobber i Bergen kommune.
They're right in front of you in the hospital that you work in.
De rett foran deg på sykehuset der du jobber.
They're right in front of you in the sporting team that you're a part of.
De rett foran deg på i idrettslaget
du med. When you go skiing on the mighty mountains of Norway, they're right in front of you.
Når du står på ski i Norges store fjell, så
they might never set foot in a church, but God chose you.
De kommer aldri, kanskje aldri til å sette beina i en menighet,
men
Gud har utvalgt deg.
And he placed a treasure inside of you.
Og lagt skatten ned i deg.
And that treasure is excellence of power.
Og den skatten har en veldig kraft.
Can I say there is a weapon of mass destruction inside of you?
Det finnes et masseødeleggelsesvåpen inni deg.
There is a nuclear bomb inside of you.
Det finnes en atombombe inni deg.
And the devil will work overtime to convince you otherwise.
Og djevelen jobber overtid for å overbevise deg om det motsatte.
And he will remind you of how you missed your Bible reading on Wednesday.
Han vil minne deg på at du glemte bibellesningen din på onsdag.
You were a bit rude to your wife on Thursday.
Og du var litt stygg med kona din på torsdag.
You were 30 minutes late to church on Sunday.
Og du kom en halvtime for sent til kirka på søndag.
You have a weird accent from Australia.
Og du har en merkelig aksent fra Australia.
I think I actually have an advantage in Bergen, by the way.
Tror faktisk det en fordel i Bergen.
People actually like to talk to me in Bergen.
Bergen liker å snakke med meg, så.
It works well.
Så det funker bra.
I have a distinct advantage here.
Jeg har en tydelig fordel.
Where are you from?
Hvor du fra?
Well, I'm from Australia.
Jeg fra Australia.
But let me tell you about Jesus.
Men la meg fortelle deg om Jesus.
Yeah. I love your chocolate, but let me tell you about Jesus.
Jeg elsker sjokoladen deres, men la meg fortelle om Jesus.
Who has God placed in front of you?
Hvem har Gud plassert foran deg?
Friends, we can do this.
For det, vi kan gjøre dette, venner.
I want to tell you this morning, we can do this.
Jeg vil si det her i formiddag, at vi kan gjøre
what
dette.
What would happen if every person in this room shared the gospel in the next week one time?
Hva ville skjedd hvis hver enkelt person inne i dette rommet delte evangeliet en gang i løpet av neste uke?
If just in the next one week, Every person in this room shared the gospel one time.
Hvis alle her I dette rommet I løpet av en uke delte evangeliet en gang.
I honestly wonder if seriously 5 to 10 people would be saved.
Så tror jeg helt ærlig at minst 5 til 10 mennesker ville bli frelst.
I mean that's just in one week.
På en uke.
And I know it's important that we bring them to church.
Og jeg vet at det viktig å ta dem med I menighet.
I believe in discipleship.
Jeg tror på disippelgjøring.
And I know it's not, you know, I know it's a journey. I believe that.
Og jeg vet at det en prosess, jeg tror på det.
But I also believe in the instant I was on a donkey in darkness, I fell off the donkey and now I'm in light.
Men jeg tror også på det øyeblikket at jeg var på hesten min, jeg var I mørke, og jeg falt av hesten, og nå jeg I lyset.
I believe in that.
Jeg tror på det også.
I believe that when the robber said to Jesus, he doesn't deserve this, and Jesus said, you'll be in paradise, that was immediate.
Jeg tror at når røveren sa til Jesus at han fortjener ikke dette, og Jesus sa du skal være med meg I paradis, så skjedde det øyeblikkelig.
So I believe in the discipleship, but I also believe in the immediate.
For jeg tror på disippelgjøring, men jeg tror også på det øyeblikkelige.
And so what would happen if you and I in the next week shared the gospel with just one person?
Så hva ville skje hvis du og jeg I løpet av neste uke deler evangeliet med bare en person?
We let the weapon of mass destruction out.
Vi slipper masseødeleggelsesvåpenet ut.
The excellence of the power got out.
Den veldige kraften kommer ut.
Lives would be changed.
Da ville liv bli forvandlet.
I believe that.
Det tror jeg på.
Do you believe that?
Tror du det?
I want to finish and close with a story.
Jeg vil avslutte med en historie.
It'll take it just a couple of minutes.
Som bare tar et par minutter.
And then I'm going to close.
Så skal vi gå mot avslutning.
A couple of weeks ago was leaving an appointment in the middle of Bergen at night.
En kveld for et par uker siden så var jeg ferdig med å gå fra en avtale nede I sentrum.
It was about 8:30 at night and I walked past a fruit stand in the middle of Bergen.
Det var klokka var 8:30 om kvelden og jeg gikk forbi en fruktbod midt I Bergen.
And there was a man from the Middle East just standing there, you know, selling fruit and vegetables.
Og det var en mann fra Midtøsten som stod der og solgte frukt og grønnsaker.
And I felt drawn to speak to this guy.
Og jeg kjente meg dratt mot å snakke med
denne
mannen.
And I went up to this guy and I said, "Excuse me, sir, do you speak English?"
Så jeg gikk bort til han og sa, "Unnskyld, snakker du engelsk?"
"Jeg snakker engelsk."
I speak
no,
English.
He said, "I speak English."
Now han sa, "Ja, jeg snakker engelsk."
Thank you, Lord, he didn't speak Arabic to me.
Takk. Gud for at han ikke begynte å snakke arabisk til meg.
It would have been all over.
Da hadde alt vært ferdig.
So he says, "I speak English."
Så han sa, "Jeg snakker engelsk."
I say, "My friend, I just want to tell you that Jesus loves you."
Så jeg sa, "Min venn, jeg vil bare du skal vite at Jesus elsker deg."
Is there anything I can pray for you for today?
Det noe du ønsker forbønn for I dag?
He said, "Well, yeah, you can pray for me if you want to."
Han sa, "Ja vel, du kan be for meg hvis du vil."
And we actually then entered into a conversation.
Og så kom vi inn I en samtale.
And he begins to tell me a little bit about his life.
Og han begynner å dele litt fra livet sitt.
And he begins to tell me that he's a Muslim.
Og begynner å fortelle meg at han muslim.
He begins to tell me that he's Palestinian.
At han palestiner.
And he is actually born in Gaza.
Han ble født på Gaza.
And he tells me that he's been in Norway for about, I think it was 18 years.
Og han har bodd I Norge I 18
but
år.
But he attends a mosque in town and he's a Muslim.
Han går I moské I byen, han
he
muslim.
He observes the 5 pillars of Islam.
Han overholder de 5 søylene I islam.
Prays to Allah 5 times a day.
Han ber til Allah 5 ganger om dagen.
And I said, "That's no problem. Can I still pray for you?"
Jeg sa, "Det ikke noe problem.
And
kan
he actually
be
allowed
for
me to pray for him.
Jeg fikk lov
and
å be
I blessed
for
him and prayed for prosperity in his life.
Jeg velsignet han, ba om framgang
and,
for hans liv.
I just really focused on blessing him.
Bare fokuserte på å velsigne han.
We begin to talk.
Og så begynner vi å snakke.
What begins to happen is all of his friends and family, they're just constantly coming past.
Og det som så begynner å skje at alle vennene og familien hans
that he knows are just constantly walking past.
Kommer stadig gående forbi.
And so he's like, "Sorry man, I got to talk to this person."
Så han sier, "Unnskyld, jeg må snakke med han her."
This is another brother.
Og her var en bror
another
til.
Another friend.
En kompis.
A leader in the mosque.
En moskéleder.
This person needs to buy halal meat.
Og han her må kjøpe halal
and,
kjøtt.
And they just keep walking past.
Og de bare fortsetter and, å komme forbi.
Lo and behold, I've been there for about 45 minutes now.
Og helt plutselig har jeg vært der I tre
kvarter. Man, it's cold out here. Why don't you just come into the shop?
Så han sier, "Det kaldt her. Kan ikke du bare komme
so
inn I butikken?"
So he takes me sort of into this, down these stairs and into this ethnic grocery store.
Så han tar meg ned noen trapper og inn I en sånn etnisk matbutikk.
Now, can I be honest with you? I grew up with quite a privileged upbringing.
Så för att vara ärlig så hade jag en ganska privilegierad uppväxt.
I want to tell you I actually don't feel really comfortable in dark hidden ethnic grocery stores.
Jag känner mig inte väldigt komfortabel i mörker.
I'm being really honest with you today.
I mörker lite sån skjult etnisk matbutik.
I do not feel really comfortable with all these foreigners in a dark hidden ethnic grocery store.
Jag känner mig inte väldigt komfortabel där i en mörk butik med massa utlänningar.
But I begin to talk with my new friend.
Men jag börjar prata med den nya vännen min.
He says, "Will you just let me just invite someone here?"
Och så säger jag, kan jag få invitera
någon?
And
now I understand he calls and he invites the leader of the local mosque that he attends.
Och så ringer han till ledaren för moskén han går
i. So not only have we had people from Somalia show up and other Middle Eastern countries, they've shown up and I've talked with them.
Och det har kommit folk från Somalia och olika länder i Mellanöstern som jag snackar med.
The leader of his mosque comes in.
Och så kommer moskéledaren
in. So we have this conversation about the Bible and Quran and Allah and Jesus.
Så vi snackar om Bibeln och Koran, Allah och Jesus.
I cannot feel my toes. It is so cold.
Och det börjar bli så kallt att jag inte känner tårna mina.
I cannot read all the Arabic on the walls.
Och jag klarar inte att läsa det som står på arabisk på väggen.
And I feel quite uncomfortable.
Jag känner mig inte helt komfortabel.
There is such peace and such a sense of pleasure in this moment for me.
Samtidigt så är det en sån fred och ett sånt välbehag i detta ögonblick för mig.
I found myself going, I love this.
Jag tänkte, jag älskar detta.
This is awesome.
Detta är fantastiskt.
These guys are from the nations.
Dessa folken är från nationen.
They're Muslims.
De är muslimer.
They don't know much about Jesus.
De vet inte något särskilt om Jesus.
They want to actually listen to what I have to say.
Och de lyssnar höra på det jag har att säga.
They're my friends.
De har blivit vänner med mig.
We end up hugging each other a lot.
Vi klämte varandra.
And after about an hour and a half, I leave the shop.
Och efter en halvannan timme så går jag från butiken.
And I've exchanged contact information with a few of these people.
Och jag utväxlar kontaktinformation med en del av dessa folk.
About a week ago I went back in there to go and meet them again.
Och för en vecka sedan så gick jag tillbaka för att träffa
dem
igen.
And I made friends with another member of the family.
Och blev vän med ännu en i familjen.
And talked to my friend on the phone while I'm in the shop.
Och snacka med en annan vän på telefon medan jag var där.
We're going to actually get together and meet up sometime.
Och vi ska träffas en annan dag.
And the leader of the mosque is going to come.
Och moskéledaren ska vara med.
And we're going to sit down and we're just going to talk about Jesus.
Och sätta oss ner och snacka om Jesus.
And he says to me, the leader of the mosque is like, he was the one that wanted my contact information.
Och det var moskéledaren som ville ha min kontaktinformation.
I didn't ask for his. He asked for mine.
Jag spurte om hans. Han spurte om min.
And I'm just like, this is awesome. I love this.
Jag tänkte, det är fantastiskt. Jag älskar det här.
This is like my new favorite place in Bergen, this shop.
Denna butiken är den nya favoritshoppen i Bergen.
There's a lot of food in there. I have no idea what it is.
Och det är massa mat där inne. Jag inte aner vad det är.
And I'm like, what is that in that bag? I do not know.
Och vad som finns i den påsen har jag ingen mening på.
That's my new favorite place in Bergen.
Men detta är det nya favoritstället mitt i Bergen.
No one's saved yet.
Ingen är frälst ändå.
But I tell you what, those guys are going to hear the gospel through me.
Men de folkene ska få höra evangeliet genom mig.
They're going to hear about the Bible through me.
Ska få höra om Bibeln genom mig.
They're going to receive and see love through me.
De ska få ta emot och se kärlek genom mig.
And I believe that God is going to work in their life.
Och jag tror Gud vill verka på livet
deras. This one will be a journey.
Och detta vill vara en process.
I love it and I'm excited.
Men jag älskar detta. Jag är begeistrad för detta.
What part of the world is God? Who has God placed in front of you that needs the gospel?
Vem har Gud satt föran dig som tränger evangeliet?
And remember this, there is an indescribable power inside of you and I.
Husk på, det finns en obeskrivlig kraft inne i dig och mig.
Why don't you just stand to your feet?
Så låt oss resa oss.